acho que é isso.
Christmas marathon is a time where you can demonstrate to yourself that there's more to you than what you think. You can practically experience what it's like to just set aside your desperately important anxieties for a few weeks and then see what happens. It's a great time to just put aside your many programs and plans and what your mind and body think will satisfy them. And just for a few weeks, you fully concentrate on giving to Krishna with great sacrifice. And as I always point out, you can pacify your mind by just saying, look, I'm just ignoring you for a few weeks, and then after the marathon I'll pay full attention to you. But I'm just neglecting you for a few weeks, so don't freak out. After the marathon I'll go back to you, we'll begin our relationship again. Of course, you may get such a taste during the marathon that you don't want to go back to the relationship with your mind. So that's a good way to pacify yourself. Otherwise, you might, if you start thinking, oh, this marathon means complete surrender year after year after year, I don't know if I can do that. Okay, that's how you feel then. Just take it 1 month at a time. At the end of the marathon, then once again, I'll worry about all the important things that will cause the world to come to an end if I don't worry about them. So you just put aside all other interests. It's a very good yogic practice, bhakti yogic practice, to put everything aside except for Krishna's service, and especially this most precious service of distributing Krishna consciousness to others. Yes, it is a sacrifice. Yes, it is nothing you ordinarily do for yourself. And it is my hope that during this marathon you'll discover deeper aspects of yourself, deeper devotional aspects of yourself than you thought, than what you thought existed. You all have a certain conception of yourself. I'm like this, and for me, things have to be a certain way. And I know me, it's just a limit I have. And unless it happens like this, and unless it happens like that, I can't do anything. I can't do any service. That's just the way it is. Everyone's got all these mental frameworks, paradigms, and mental structures they operate within. So the marathon's a good time to see all that just become unnecessary. And you begin to see it for what it is, just the constructs of the mind. You've shackled yourself to your own constructs. Now we don't want devotees to feel too threatened. So therefore, marathons are special. They're a special chance to get a special glimpse into yourself.
But
every month, we do like this. But if you're smart, you'll take advantage of these special opportunities. Just like, you know, at shops, they have special sales. So the marathon time is a special sale in which you can quickly pick up the taste for bhakti and take leave of your material desires. You approach it that way. One thing I recommend is that rather than counting each day to the end, how many more days before this is over? Instead, you pray to Krishna, allow me to go deeper into the marathon experience. Instead of thinking how many days before the end, I should be praying to Krishna, how can I go even deeper in the short time left for me? I know, myself, of course, as the body starts to tire, and as your tolerance starts to wear thin, talking to so many people who reject you. You may start counting the days. Just like this, my last trip to South Africa was the end of a 5-month trip. So, right near the end, I was getting very fatigued. So I found myself starting to think, oh, a few more days, and I'll be back in New Zealand. They'll all take care of me so nicely. I just think, all this traveling is exhausting, as Dr. Carlos found out. So instead, I knew what to do. Prayed to Krishna, please, instead of my thinking, how many more days left of this traveling, of this trip, another day, another airport, instead let me pray to utilize whatever time I have in this place for your best pleasure. When you start doing like that, then you begin to see deep insights into the world of bhakti. In other words, instead of fighting Krishna, or instead of tolerating Krishna and Krishna's service, you plunge into the stream of devotional ecstasy. Okay, Krishna, let's do it for you, for your pleasure. How can I increase my service? How can I take more advantage of the present opportunity without just waiting for tomorrow to come? So this is how to have such a memorable experience during and after the marathon. By begging Lord Chaitanya Mohichananda for spiritual access into the marathon experience. Don't just take it at surface value. You want to go deeper. You want to dig deeper and find uncovered, hidden, unknown resources and depths that you have, which you haven't tapped before, due to preoccupation with the mind. So this marathon's a chance to indeed take the cover off your mind and go deeper into your spiritual capacities for serving Krishna. But don't take it like a mechanical thing. Okay, here we go. Pack the books. Out we go. Another day. How are you going to reject me today? Instead, you pray to Krishna. Never mind how it looks materially. Let me get a spiritual vision of what's going on. I told you before how it happened to me. I was a Sankirtan devotee going out every day, 7 days a week. And two of those days per week meant all night also, as well as the day. Start at 9 a.m. and go through to 3 in the morning on Fridays and Saturdays. So, I was practically did nothing for 2 years. Nothing. A few books every day. That's it. And then one day I remember Christmas Marathon of 1974. I just. I just prayed to Krishna. Maybe this will be the day where you give me the power to distribute these books. I've been trying for 2 years. Nothing has happened on my own. So we drove the car into the parking lot of this shopping center. And I remember he opened the boot to load the bags. I had decided to do like all the what the big guns did back then. The big guns. As soon as they opened the boot and they were loading their books into the bag, as someone would walk by, they would just start approaching. You know, they would just like take the book out of the boot and just, hey, take a look at this. Or they wouldn't even wait till their bags were loaded. They would just need the interaction. So I said, I think I'll imitate the big guns today. So as I was loading the bag from the roof of the car, someone walked by, hand them a hardcover book. The person took the book. Usually I would just do very small books. Because back then, doing a hardcover Krishna book, that was considered like, you know, a Shtamaha book. So, first person took it. Then I kept loading my bag, another person walked by. Hey, take a look at this. That person took the book too. It's very interesting. A third person came by. Third person took hardcover Krishna book. That time I was so I finished loading my book bag and I started approaching people. And just person after person after person took a hardcover Krishna book. I remember the Sankirtan devotee with me. He was like, what's happening? What are these people? What's going on? You've got some new line? You've got some new mantra? Tell me. I said, no, I'm just doing the same thing I did for years. I don't know what's happening. So I went through the whole day like that, you know, just so by the time I finished, I went back to the temple, I ended up in New York, and I wrote my score on the board. I was like, what? You? I remember what it was like that day. After about the 15th person took a hardcover Krishna book, I was thinking, after 2 years of being smashed every day and doing nothing, no way I'm thinking this is me. No way I'm thinking I'm the doer. After 2 years of doing nothing, I know this has to be Krishna. So then, from that moment on, I just went on like that. It's like Krishna just turned the switch on. Okay, enough of your nonsense. I'll show you how to do it. So I know the great potency in this service. I know how it defies material conception. And I know how Krishna has a different time schedule for each of you. It's not that, I've been doing Sankirtan for 3 months, I can't get it to, let me do something else. I've experienced that if you just stick it out with a desire to please the spiritual master in Krishna, Krishna does something with you. And we have to see how Krishna uses it. I've seen some, they don't distribute a lot of books, but they meet so many people who become devotees, which is also extraordinary. It's part of the sport. In any case, Krishna uses them. So, if we present Sankirtan properly, we'll see it as a wonderful opportunity to defy our expectations, defy our mundane conceptions. It's a great way to make spiritual advancement doing the Sankirtan, especially during the marathon. You'll break into the world of bhakti. And you'll never forget that taste. So please take it very seriously as a spiritual opportunity to enter into the world of Krishna consciousness, bhakti yoga, rather than just be sentimental or rather than just be doing it mechanically, to actually get a taste of what Lord Chaitanya is doing. That is my desire for all of you. I was very happy yesterday when the devotee was telling me how she was dreaming of Srila Prabhupada. And she was at the Radha-Damodara temple in Vrindavan. She went into Prabhupada's room expecting to see the Murti. And instead, they were Srila Prabhupada. So she was crying with joy and patted her on the head like a father. And then told her, Sankirtan solves all problems. So I was very happy to hear that. I take that as confirmation coming from Srila Prabhupada that we're doing the right thing. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktavrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktavrinda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktavrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktavrinda.
Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktavrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktavrinda.
Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adiyoga, Chapter 7, Lord Chaitanya, the Five Features, Text 1. Agachye kakatim naktva
Agachye kakatim naktva
Hina thajika sadhakam
Hina thajika sadhakam
Shri Chaitanyam lakitesha
Shri Chaitanyam lakitesha
Prema bhakti vidanyata
Prema bhakti vidanyata
Agachye kakatim naktva
Agachye kakatim naktva
Hina thajika sadhakam Sadhakam,
Hina Sadhika Sadhakam,
Shri Chaitanyam Likyatesha,
Shri Chaitanyam Likyatesha,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Agatye Kakatim Natva,
Agatye Kakatim Natva,
Hina Tadika Sadhakam,
Hina Tadika Sadhakam,
Shri Chaitanyam Vityatesha,
Shri Chaitanyam Vityatesha,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Agatye Kakatim Kachim Natta,
Gatti Kachim Natta,
Hina Tajika Sajakam,
Hina Tajika Sajakam,
Shri Chaitanya Likyatesha,
Shri Chaitanya Likyatesha,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata.
Gatti Kachim Natta,
Gatti Kachim Natta,
Sadhikam,
Vinatadika Sadhikam,
Shri Chaitanyam Vikatesha,
Shri Chaitanyam Vikatesha,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Agatye Kagatim Natva,
Agatye Kagatim Natva,
Hinatadika Sadhikam,
Hinatadika Sadhikam,
Shri Chaitanyam Vikatesya,
Shri Chaitanyam Vikatesya,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Agatye Kakatim Natva,
Agatye Kakatim Natva,
Hinatadika Sadhikam,
Hinatadika Sadhikam,
Shri Chaitanyam Vikatesya,
Shri Chaitanyam Vikatesya,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Agatye Kakatim Natva,
Agatye Kakatim Natva,
Agatidika Sadhakam,
Agatidika Sadhakam,
Shri Chaitanyam Vikatesya,
Shri Chaitanyam Vikatesya,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata, Agatye Kakatim Natva, Agatidika Sadhakam, Shri Chaitanyam Vikatesha, Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Agatye
Kakatim Natva,
Hinatadika Sadhakam,
Hinatadika Sadhakam,
Shri Chaitanyam Vikatesha,
Shri Chaitanyam Vikatesha,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Agatye Kakatim Natva,
Agatye Kakatim Natva,
Hinatadika Sadhakam,
Hinatadika Sadhakam,
Shri Chaitanyam Vikatesha,
Shri Chaitanyam Vikatesha,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Prema Bhakti Vedanyata,
Agati,
Agati,
of the most fallen,
of the most fallen,
Eka,
Eka,
the only one,
the only one,
Gatim,
Gatim,
destination,
destination,
Natta,
Natta,
after offering obeisances,
after offering obeisances,
Hina,
Hina,
inferior,
inferior,
Artha,
Artha,
interest,
interest,
Adhika,
Adhika,
greater than that,
greater than that,
Satakam,
Satakam,
who can render,
who can render,
Sri Chaitanya,
Sri Chaitanya,
Subho Sri Chaitanya,
Subho Sri Chaitanya.
Hikyate is being written.
Is being written.
Asya,
Asya,
of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Prema,
Prema,
love,
love,
bhakti,
bhakti,
devotional service.
Devotional service.
Vedanyata,
Vedanyata,
magnanimity.
Magnanimity.
Translation. Let me first offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the ultimate goal of life for one bereft of all possessions in this material world, and is the only meaning for one advancing in spiritual life. Thus, let me write about his magnanimous contribution of devotional service in love of God. Purport. A person in the conditioned stage of material existence is in an atmosphere of helplessness. But the conditioned soul, under the influence of Maya, or the external energy, thinks that he is completely protected by his country, society, friendship, and love, not knowing that at the time of death, none of these can save him. The laws of material nature are so strong that none of our material possessions can save us from the cruel hands of death. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha nidarshanam. One who is actually advancing must always consider the four principles of miserable life, namely birth, death, old age, and disease. One cannot be saved from all these miseries unless he takes shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is therefore the only shelter for all conditioned souls. An intelligent person, therefore, does not put his faith in any material possessions, but completely takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Such a person is called a kinjana, or one who does not possess anything in this material world. The Supreme Personality of God is also known as a kinjana gocha, for he can be achieved by a person who does not put his faith in material possessions. Therefore, for the fully surrendered soul, who has no material possessions on which to depend, Lord Jesus Christ is the only shelter.